Hello, ladies and gents. Absolute Truth, absolutely. Your host, Gio. This past week has been one where, let me tell you, I've learned a lot. And out of the things that I have learned, I can genuinely say that I have learned to go to the source. What do you mean, Gio? Well, I was very, very attentive. I stayed very close to the George Zimmerman case because it had a lot of implications. The outcome of said trial had a lot of implications, not only for self-defense issues, which I think by now you know that I consider them to be extremely important. You know that self-preservation is a God-given gift. It is something that God has placed inside of us. I mean, we need food, we need shelter, we need all these things, but when somebody comes to do us great bodily harm or to try to kill us, that natural instinct of self-preservation must kick in. And it is something that is God-sent. Luke 22:32 and on, verse 36 also, it speaks very clearly about this. Jesus speaks about it. The Apostle Paul, we see it in the book of Acts, self-preservation. It's all over the place. It's all over in the Bible. But what do I mean by going to the source? Well, it's funny. One depends on the news media in order to try to provide the news, right? Well, you would think that that is what they do, but they know that they have this powerful tool in their hands. And therefore, they can shape people's opinions by filtering the news, by coloring it the way that they want to, and by presenting it to you, having already taken out the weeds, as many of these people say, as many of these people like to say. And they present it to you the way that they think they should in order to have your opinion change, have your opinion shape itself according to their own worldview. Even the famous Fox News, which is known in conservative circles as probably the most unbiased media outlet, one of the most unbiased mainstream media outlets, I consider it to be also not as conservative as many people make it out to be. The problem is there are many conservative commentators that appear on Fox News, and therefore they can't really attack their bread and butter because they're paid in order to appear. So you see, a lot of conservatives are very selective in the way that they like to present certain things. They're not totally the truth tellers that they would make you out to be. Yes, they do tell the truth on many occasions, and we thank the Lord for that. But at the same time, there are certain things, certain sacred cows that you cannot touch, that being one of them. And this couldn't have been more apparent to me as I was able, I had the ability, the privilege of being able to watch the trial and what was said during a lot of these proceedings. And then as you listen and watch what went on during the trial, unfiltered, and then you see what the media pundits, reporters, commentators brought forth, it was two totally different worlds. It was, this is what they're telling you, right? But then when you go and look directly at the source, wait a minute, that's not what happened. I saw that this is what was mentioned. Why are you presenting me this in this manner? And yet, when I looked at the case itself, this is what actually happened. Why are you trying to color it? Having to go directly to the source because you understand that there are those who try to indoctrinate you one way or another. Always go to the source. And this case in particular really brought that to the forefront for me. And it really reinforced the importance and how vital it is to go directly to the source. And you can apply this also in biblical matters. And that's what I have in mind. Don't let others tell you what the Bible says or what God is thinking. Go to the source. Go to the Bible. It will tell you. God will tell you directly what he's thinking, what is in his heart. Don't let the filters filter out what is important for you to know. No, go directly to the source. We all understand this illustration, but I think it is proper, especially given the circumstances. It's like that little game. I forgot what they call it, but everybody sits in a semicircle and one begins by saying one thing to the person next to you. And by the time that that particular sentence has gone through the entire group, once it gets back to you or the last person that was next to you says it out loud, it was nothing like what you told the first person. Why? Because eventually it continues to be filtered and it's watered down to the point where it sounds nothing like what you told your partner, the first person that you spoke to. That's number one. That's the first thing I learned. Number two, I have learned from this case that all is not what it seems, and that the media knows that in many people's minds, perception is reality. But the truth of the matter is that perception is not reality. Reality is reality because a person's perspective can be so skewed that they interpret something as being reality when in reality it is not. I know that's a lot of realities, but that is the reality, pun intended. You see, we have the Sharptons, the Jacksons, the NAACPs, the President of the United States, Eric Holder, all of these race baiters out there ready to pounce. And you heard it beforehand. I'm pretty sure you heard it beforehand. This is about justice and we will be content with justice. And they made it seem, at least they wanted to make it seem, that they would be happy with any outcome because as long as this was treated fairly in a court of law, we had justice, no matter which way the balance tilted. Guess what? Acquittal. Not guilty. The same race baiters who were saying earlier, we don't care what the outcome is, immediately denounced it. Immediately said, what the heck is this? You have got to be kidding me. There is still racism in this country. We're back in the days of the Jim Crow laws. We have got racists everywhere and we need to stop it. We demand that Zimmerman be tried again by the feds. We demand that people retract their statements. We demand, and you hear them. You hear them. You hear them all over the place. I mean, it's tiring. My brain can only take so much of these race-baiting hustlers and hucksters. I can't take it. But guess what? They're still out there. So, in other words, what you all meant from the very beginning when you said we just want to see justice is you only wanted to see one verdict. It wasn't about looking at the evidence, examining the evidence. It was about a guilty verdict. And that's what you wanted from the very beginning. But you masked it by saying the words, we just want justice to be served. But the truth of the matter is that the only justice that you wanted in your own mind, because that's what you call justice in your erred way of thinking, is we want Zimmerman guilty. It doesn't matter what the evidence showcases. It doesn't matter that Zimmerman is not a racist. It doesn't matter that he shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense. It doesn't matter that Trayvon Martin was a pot-smoking gangster wannabe, a codeine addict, a man suspended from school because he was caught with items that were stolen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he wanted to be like a rapper who called to kill cops and advocated racism on behalf or from blacks to whites. All of that doesn't matter. What matters is we wanted justice, and justice wasn't provided. Justice wasn't provided, and we need it now. And we need it now more than ever. And we're not going to stop until we get it. And you know, I started looking at the statistics. And no wonder these people try to hide these statistics because it showcases a different story. It showcases who the true racists are. It showcases who are the ones who still have anger in their heart. The ones who still espouse a hatred against those that have tried to make reparations for what their parents and their grandparents did in the past. And it's not even about reparations. It's simply about a hatred of those that have a different skin color. Let me drop the facts so that you can be in freedom. You can enjoy the freedom that is to know the facts, to be armed with information so that these race baiters and these filters that we know as the mainstream media will not corrupt your thought process or your mind with their with their lies. Did you know that in the history of the Ku Klux Klan, one of America's most notorious racist entities, groups, in their 100 years, it is said that they have committed about 4,000 violent acts, and those include those that ended up in murder, an average of 40 per year. Did you know that the black community engages in more than 8,900 murders against blacks on an annual basis? That's right, on an annual basis. This is twice as many in 1 year than in the entire history of the Ku Klux Klan, including violent acts and murders. 8,900 murders alone. We're not talking about just violent acts. Let's look at Chicago, the violence capital of the world and hometown to our beloved president, Barack Hussein Obama. In 2012, more than 530 murders, the majority of them committed by blacks against blacks. 2,670 shot in Chicago alone. Let's look at abortion. 50% now, right now, as it stands, in 2013, we have 50% less blacks in America than we should have had. Why? Abortion, ladies and gentlemen. 17 million black babies have been killed because of abortion. Yeah, but they say, no, it's about women's rights. It's about women's reproductive rights. What about the rights of that unborn child? That's an infringement of their right to life. What right do you have to infringe on another person's life? That's why they have to try to recategorize, brainwash the public into thinking that that baby is not a human being. It's just a disposable toy. So that they can get away with their evil argument and say, yes, we can kill innocent life and we can infringe upon the rights of the unborn. But you have to respect my rights, my right to my body. What about the rights of that child? Doesn't he or she have the right to live also? God, it's egregious. 93% of crimes committed by blacks are committed against blacks. And here's the other thing. Now we have Eric Holder out there saying that we need to repeal Stand Your Ground laws, because in reality, the truth is you have a duty to retreat. Did you listen to that? A duty to retreat. So now we are actually giving more importance to the hoodlum, to the gangster, to the man who would do evil to me, to my family, and to everyone else. Their rights are more important. Their ability to shoot me, to stab me, to cause me or my family great bodily harm. We should mind their rights more than they're infringing on my rights, because if they come to infringe on my rights, it is my duty to retreat. For the public safety, they say, of course. For the public safety. Yes, the public safety. What about my safety? What about your safety? Can you imagine? Do you know how evil this is, this thought process? Somebody comes up to you, holds a gun to your head, and the government tells you that you have to retreat, that you can't meet force with force. You can't defend your own life, they tell you. That is, in essence, what Eric Holder is saying. But you see, the media never reports on this stuff. They never report on what the president believes, on what politicians, those in power, believe, because if not, you would never vote for them. That's why they have to use these code words, these selected words, to pass under the radar, so to speak, without you being able to discern what they actually mean. Did you know that Florida Stand Your Ground laws, the very laws that these race baiters and racists are looking to repeal, have actually protected more blacks and minorities than they have whites? That's right. Look it up. Not to mention, like I said beforehand, Trayvon Martin's passed. Like I said, even his parents passed. And these race-baiting hustlers. Let me leave you with this. 70% of black kids right now are born outside of wedlock. 80%, it is said, will be raised in a household without a father. 50% of Hispanics are born outside. Hispanic kids are born outside of wedlock. 20% for whites. Did you know that in 1965 there was a book that was published by Daniel Patrick Moynihan, eventually became a United States senator, and it was titled The Negro Family. And in the book, he said that at the time, 25% of black children born were going to be born out of wedlock, and that was an egregious statistic that must be fixed. That was 1965. We are in 2003, and now that number has jumped to 70%. 70%. A 45% increase. Please explain to me how it is possible that these Sharptons of life, that the Jacksons of life, that all of the race baiters in life can accuse us, you and me, of being the racist when they cannot even denounce the violence that happens within their own communities. And they sit there and they feel sanctimonious to speak to us about the racism that needs to change, that we're back in the days of the Jim Crow laws, and now it's you're telling people via this acquittal that you can go ahead and shoot any hooded black man in the street because it's okay and we're headed back to the Jim Crow laws. Last I checked, it's illegal to have a water fountain that says whites and another that says colored. Last I checked, you cannot discriminate based on sex, gender, which is the same thing, race, or religion. Last time I checked. But you see, this is the narrative that we have to listen to on a daily basis. This is the junk that comes out of the ears. I'm sorry, rather comes out of the mouths and goes into our ears on a daily basis. We have to listen to this. And we have to appease these people. When we know for a fact that people like Jesse Jackson, the Martin family, people like Al Sharpton, Benjamin Crump, Daryl Parks, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Benjamin Jealous from the NAACP and others, they espouse a hatred of whites and of others that are not black. And they take it out on the rest of us. And we know for the truth of the matter is that these people, they profit from their race baiting. They profit as it pertains to money, power, and influence. And then you also have the group of blacks who have risen up. They have studied these people and they have said, you have been found lacking, you have been found wanting. And these people have studied the history of the abolitionist movement in this country, have said, wait a minute, the people who were in favor of this were whites. Quakers at the beginning of this country, they started the abolitionist party. Did you know that? Did you know that Frederick Douglass was a Republican? Did you know that the Republican Party is the party that began the abolitionist movement? Did you know that blacks served during the American Revolutionary War? Not to speak of Indians, of course. That's another case for another day. They tell you, no, Indians, Americans are racist against Indians. Did you know that Indians also served in the Continental Army? You know, I wish I had more time. But I think this is suffice to showcase how these people maintain their reign of deception, their reign of cruelty, their reign of evil via deception, by employing the stratagems of evil, which is what the Bible categorizes it as. I'll tell you something. I love the call that God has given the church. Paul tells Timothy that the church has to be a pillar of truth and ground for the truth. And I'll keep doing it. And I hope that you would join me in this journey. And I hope and pray that you were to also speak to your friends about this. Rewind this podcast. We offer it for free. Rewind this podcast. Learn the statistics. Write it down. Share them with your friends so that they will not be deceived by these agents of corruption, so that they can be self-thinking individuals. Individuals, not just part of the collective, but rather individuals, which is what God intended for us to be in the first place. We all have our unique fingerprints. We all have a unique identity. We all have a unique name. We all have unique characteristics. Individuality has always been God's plan for humanity. It is these people who want to turn the mass heap of humanity into slaves so that they can control the lives of the common people, like they like to say in their circles. Don't ever let these people, these deceivers, these charlatans, these agents of corruption, to have you under their control. Go to the source, learn the facts, denounce falsehood, and speak the truth. Because we are the church, and we are the pillar of truth. Thank you again for listening to this podcast. Share this with your friends. This is free. We should give by grace that which we have received by grace. Share it with your friends. Send them the link. Download the MP3. Send it to your friends, to your family members, so that they too can know the truth of the matter. This has been your servant, your humble servant, Gio, youth leader for LWYM. If you are in the vicinity, please visit us, 3175 Southwest 25th Street, every single Friday night at 8 p.m. We only speak the truth here, and the truth, the very truth, that will set you free. Visit our website, lwym.org, lwym.org, and all of the other fascinating things that we have on that webpage. Please check back, check out my blog, uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com, and until the next time, may the Lord shine his face upon you.